Bacoja, Thofal Giroid, Gdi, Erclor Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Bullard, as I say, and I hope you can stay with me and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded program, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But of course, as I say every week, you can contact me at any time by email. And the email address, joebollard2@aircom.net. JoeBollard, and a figure 2 at aircom, aircom.net. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. I'd also like to take this opportunity of welcoming on board all my new Facebook friends that I've picked up during the last 3 weeks or so, more and more people joining me on Facebook. So if you're listening to Sounds Irish for the first time as a result of my little bit of chat on Facebook, you're welcome, and I hope you'll enjoy the programme. I hope everyone enjoys the programme. I'm going to enjoy it. Tell you what we'll do. We'll start off with Derek McCormack singing a Percy French song entitled Come Back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. And yes, friends, there is a town in County Cavan called Bally James Duff.
The Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. Just turn to the left at the bridge of Finney and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. 'Tis there you will find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come to my call. For the grass it is green around Bally James Duff, and the blue sky is over it all. And tones that are tender and tones that are gruff are whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. My mother once told me that when I was born, the day that I first saw the light, I looked down the street on that very first morn and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in a huff and start with a sorrowful squall. But I knew I was born in Bally James Duff, and that's why I smiled on them all. The baby, still whispers, come over
Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Can I tell you that that used to be my party piece when I was about 12 years old? And whenever I was asked to sing a song, I would sing that particular one. I wasn't aware at the time that there was such a place as Bally James Duff. However, we're going to move on because I want to tell you about Lanigan. You see, Lanigan, well, he was broke. He had no money and his father died and his father left him a load of land, 10 acres of land, and all the house and all his money. So Lanigan decided he was going to have a bit of a celebration and he'd throw a ball, as they did in those days. Now, I'm not talking about a rugby ball or a football or anything like that. He'd run a dance, okay. But people didn't know how to dance, so they had to go and learn to dance at Lanigan's ball. Here, the Jolly Beggar Men.
In the town of a time when Jeremy Lanigan battered the Whitley, hadn't a pound. His father, he died and made him a man again, left him a farm and 10 acres of ground. He gave a grand party to friends and relations who wouldn't forget him when come to the wand. And if you'll but listen, I'll make your eyes glisten with a rose and ruxins with Lanigan's ball. 6 long months they spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months they spent in Dublin, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. Well, I stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out. I stepped in again, I stepped out, and I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. Myself, to be sure, got free invitations for all the nice girls and boys I might ask. And just in a minute, both friends and relations were dancing as merry as bees round the cask. There was lashings of punch and wine for the ladies, potatoes and cakes, there was bacon and tea. There were the Nolans, the Dolans, O'Grady's, courting the girls and dancing away. They were doing all kinds of nonsensical polkas all around the room in a weirdly gig. But Julia and I soon banished their nonsense and tipped them a twist of a rail Irish jig. Oh, how that girl, she got mad at me and danced till you think that the sailings would fall. For I spent 3 weeks at Brooks Academy learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. Well, I stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, and I stepped in again, I stepped out. I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. The boys were as merry, the girls all hearty, dancing away in couples and groups, till an accident happened. Young Tenants McCarty, he put his right leg through Miss Finnerty's hoops. The creature, she fainted and cried, Melia Morter called for her brothers, got and gathered no mall. Carmody swore that he'd go no further, he'd have satisfaction at Lanigan's ball. In the midst of the row, Miss Kerrigan fainted, her cheeks at the same time as red as a rose. Some of the boys decreed she was painted, she took a small drop, too much I suppose. Her sweetheart Ned Morgan, so powerful and able, when he saw his fair colleen stretched out by the wall, he tore the left leg from under the table and smashed all the dishes at Lanigan's ball. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. Well, I stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out. I stepped in again, I stepped out, and I stepped in again, learned to dance for Lanigan's ball. Boys, oh boys, 'tis then there was ruxins, myself got a kick from Big Fail in the queue. But soon I replied to his kind introductions and kicked up a terrible hullabaloo. Old Casey the piper was near being strangled. He squeezed up his pipes, fellows chanters, and all the girls in their ribbons, they all got entangled, and that put an end to Lanigan's ball. 6 long months they spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months they spent in Dublin, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. Well, I stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, and I stepped in again, I stepped out, I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
It all finished up with a row and a ruction at Lanigan's ball. Some fine playing there at the end, was there not? Now, it gives me great pleasure to play this next track for you, friends. You all know the song, because whenever people are asked to sing an Irish song, somebody will eventually sing this song. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll dedicate it to all my friends from County Kerry. It's sung here by a very good friend of mine who's no longer with us. He's gone to God, but we had some very good times in the old days. And I'm speaking of Sean Dunphy, and he's giving us his interpretation of The Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain, the sun was declining beneath a blue sea, when I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening, their mantle was spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays was shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. She's lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. That made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
Ah. I think Sean did a lovely job on that particular song because it wasn't his style of song. He normally sang a much livelier type of song, but there he gave it his own rendering of The Rose of Tralee. Now, I think I played not this version, but this particular song on the very first Sounds Irish programme way back when Adam was a lad. This is Barleycorn's interpretation of the song A Place in the Choir. And I'll tell you what I'll do. As somebody who trains his local church choir, I'll dedicate this to all members of any choir that are listening to me. They do a lovely job on this, Barleycorn.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans for the big to-do. The old cow just goes moo. The cats and the dogs, they take up the middle where the honeybee hums and the cricket fiddles, the donkey brays and the pony neighs, the old gray badger sighs. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Listen to the ducks with the little birds singing and the melodies and the high notes ringing. The hoot owl cries over everything. The blackbird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. The little duck quacks and he's on his way. The otter hasn't got much to say. The porcupine talks to himself. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. It's a simple song, a living song everywhere. By the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear. The grumpy alligator and the hog above. The sly old weasel and the turtle dove. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
Given a sort of a Cajun treatment, an Irish country treatment there, Barleycorn and their version of A Place in the Choir. And I think originally I did the Clancy Brothers version of it way back in the day, as they say. Now, I'm not quite sure whether my mother, God rest her, would approve of this. It's a song by Fair Isle Folk, and it's entitled It's All Right. I'm trying to figure out what it's all about. Maybe it's just me. See what you think.
It was on the road to Dublin that I met the pretty girl. She looked so good that it was quite disarming. So I had to stop and ask her if she wanted to come home or if she had to stay out till the morning. And she said, right, all right, sure, we'll get along tonight and we'll think about each other in the morning. Is there a way? No way I can take you in today. So you'll have to think about me when you're yawning. But she took to me quite lovingly, and she had lots to say, and I never felt the cold as it was growing. And she turned around and said to me, I think I've lost me way. Then suddenly I knew me heart was glowing. And she said, right, all right, sure, we'll get along tonight and we'll think about each other in the morning. Is there a way? No way I can take you in today. So you'll have to think about me when you're yawning. Oh, we came upon a crossroads, and she asked me to get down, and I danced a merry jig among the hawthorn. I never felt her hand as she removed me wallet brown, so we danced some reels and jigs until the dawning. Right. All right, sure, we get along tonight, and we think about each other in the morning. Is there a way? No way I can take you in today, so you'll have to think about me when you're yawning. And now that my story has come to an end, she upped and she left me without warning. So here I am today without a penny to me name, and I wished I'd never met her in the morning. And she said, right, all right, sure, we get along tonight, and we think about each other in the morning. Is there a way? No way I can take you in today, so you'll have to think about me when you're yawning. And she said, right, all right, sure, we get along tonight, and we think about each other in the morning. Is there a way? No way I can take you in today, so you'll have to think about me when you're yawning. And she said, right, all right, sure, we get along tonight, and we think about each other in the morning. Is there a way? No.
Ha ha ha! The little hussy! Ah, now I see what she was after. She was after his wallet, and she took it indeed. They were Fair Isle folk, and it's all right. And now the beautiful voice of Anne Breen and her lovely old song, not an Irish song, but a lovely old song dating back to Victorian times, I think. Listen to Anne Breen singing, I'll Be Your Sweetheart.
Sweetheart, if you will be mine, all my life I'll be your valentine. Bluebells I'll gather,
every time I hear that song, it takes me back to when I was a young lad, which is not today or yesterday, and I got my first piano lessons. And that, believe it or not, was one of the first tunes that I ever picked out using my ear and getting away from my usual practicing of scales and arpeggios and exercises and the like. And I was able to pick that tune out on the piano. I was quite proud. I was about 8 at the time, but that was a lovely version of I'll Be Your Sweetheart from Anne Breen. And now it's our Daniel O'Donnell slot. And new listeners may not know this, but what I try to do on Sounds Irish is to play one Daniel track every week if I possibly can. We're going on a little mini tour. We'll start down in Tipperary with Daniel and Slieve na Mon.
Hello. By the wave-washed strand, all alone in a crowded hall. The hall, it is gay, and the waves, they are grand. But my heart, sure it's not here at all. It flies far away by night and by day to the times and the joys that are gone. And I never can forget the sweet maiden I met in the valley. In the festive hall, by the wave-washed shore, my restless spirit flies. My love, oh my love, shall I ne'er see you more, oh my land? Will you ever uprise? By night and by day, I ever, ever pray, while lonely my life flows on, to see our flag unroll. My true love to enfold in the valley near Slieve na Mon. It flies far away by night and by day to the times and the joys that are gone. Sweet maiden I met in the valley near Slieve na Mon.
Daniel O'Donnell down in Tipperary telling us all about Slieve na Mon. Now we're moving up to County Antrim, right in the very north of Ireland. And this song is sung for us by Big Ivan. Now, I'm sorry, but I can't tell you anything about Big Ivan. But I do like the way he sings this song. It happens to be one of my favourite songs, this Irish songs. Anyway, it's Big Ivan and his interpretation of the Green Glens of Antrim. And he has a great accent on this.
Far across yonder blue lies a true fairyland, with the streams rippling over the shingle and sand, where the gay honeysuckle is luring the bee, and the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. Sure, if only I knew how the lamb called the moon turns a true Irish bay to a silver lagoon. You'd imagine a picture of heaven to be if the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. Soon I hope to return to my old Cushendall. It's the one place on earth that can outshine them all. Sure, I know every stone, I recall every tree, and the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. And I hope at a cabin close down by the shore, and I'll knock with my heart on that wee cabin door, while the sunflowers bloom by the lap of the sea, and the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. It's alone my concern and my greatest surprise will be smiling at me out of somebody's eyes. It's my private affair what my feelings would be if the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. And I'll be where the people are simple and kind, and amongst them's the one who's been high in my mind. And I too hope and pray that in peace let me be where the green lands of Antrim are heaven to me.
Big Ivan there, and his interpretation of the green glens of Antrim. And we're staying in Northern Ireland, and we're having now the Queen of Country Music, as she's known here in Ireland, Philomena Begley, a bit of country and Irish, and she's telling us all about a village in County Tyrone. And believe you me, friends, there are some wonderful, beautiful villages in County Tyrone. Here's Philomena.
Dublin, Killarney, or Derry. saw them not far from my home. Sure, they're part of the splendor in County Tyrone. Oh, Ireland has many fair counties, but an exile still dreams of his own. Not in Dublin, Killarney or Derry, but a village in County Tyrone. I can still see the cross on a hill at Outmore, with a little green moss winding round past the door. An old ruined castle stands out on its own, for there's castles below in County Tyrone. Yes, I'm dreaming of Ireland and County Tyrone.
Philomena Begley and the Village in County Tyrone, proving that we here in Ireland can produce good country music as good as anybody else. Now, some foot-tapping music from the Kincora Kiltimore Cayley Band.